This is Harness Edge, giving you the edge on harness racing this week in Tasmania.
Harness racing in Launceston tonight, but Greg, any news about what's been happening in the past 7 days harness-wise?
Well, there was a bit happening at Menangle last night. We had a couple of early runners in Devendra and later on that both ran fourth, but of course the highlight of the night from our point of view was Bow Tide's return to the winning list in a free-for-all over a mile. Absolutely, totally dominant he was. He drew wide, eased early by James Rattray, but not for long. Sewed him around the field and just kept running. Went straight past them, took up the running, bolted in, won by the length of the straight nearly and went 150.7. Mm. Not surprisingly, he's the first horse invited to run in the Miracle Mile.
Mm, yeah, good to see you too. And gee, those horses, when they get up to Menangle, can run some times, can't they?
Well, it's a very quick track, and he's almost averaging about 150 and a half, 151 every time he goes round Bow Tide. He ran into a very speedy customer at his first two runs after a spell and couldn't catch him after drawing poorly. But I suppose it was a slightly weaker race last night, but the time was still exceptionally good. And as I said, he was just absolutely awesome.
And speaking of the Raff Race, Gareth and his partner Melissa Main coming off a double from the meeting in Hobart last week.
Yeah, Melissa only took two horses down there and they both got the money, one of them at good odds. So yeah, they put a lot of time and effort and money, no doubt, into a training facility near La Trobe, and they've got their own training track in place now, and they're starting to reap the benefits, and I'm sure they'll have plenty more winners over the next few seasons.
All right, well, can Gareth come up with the winner in the first leg of the Quad Rally tonight? He's aboard Punt Road Disco. This is race number 5. It gets underway at 7:47.
Well, I'd be surprised if he wins this race, but you never know when Gareth's driving them. He bobs up every now and again on a long shot. The best form in this race belongs to number 6, Blue Pointer, trained by Gareth's father, Barry, beating Clamorous and Falco Peregrinus last start. But he's just drawn an awkward barrier in 6, and that sways me away from him to number 8, LJ's Magic, who was pretty dominant winning last time out, albeit in weaker company. But from 8 on the second row, Grant Hodges has got the option of just following around whoever he wants to follow and saving this mare for a late burst, and she does finish off strongly. So I've got 8 on top of 6. Number 4, Inch of His Life, is racing well, has a better draw than when second in Hobart last time out. And number 3, Another Jasper, also a very consistent horse who chased home LJ's Magic at his last start. Gone against number 1, Cisco. I tipped it last week, but I thought it was a bit disappointing, so left it out. I went 8-6-4-3.
Yep, 8-6-4-3 there, first leg of the quaddie. Second leg and race number 6, and this ageing newcomer Cranbrae goes around again to try to make the winning hat-trick.
There's his toughest task. He's an 8-year-old who's won 2 from 2, and he led the first time and then finished from back in the field, but off a sit last time. He'll be hard to beat again, but as I said, this is his toughest test. I've gone for another one of the Rattray family horses. This one trained by Kent Rattray and Corral de Dazzle, number 5. He's very consistent. He'll go forward at the start. Wade Rattray to drive. He might even find the front. If he does, he's the one to beat. Cranberry the danger. Next best, number 10, Jadilla, will be improved by a run in Hobart last week after racing in Victoria a couple of times. She's a pretty good mare, trained by Ben Yole. And 3, Tango Terrific, who hasn't had much luck lately, is in the mix somewhere for the multiples as well. But 5 for me, ahead of 4, 10 and 3.
Small field to go around. Race 7, just the 7 to run, but a few chances by the look of it.
Yeah, cracking race. 5 absolute top chances in it. And it's a bit hard to know which way to go. I really just decided to stick with the horse I've tipped a couple of times recently, in number 6, Falco Peregrinus. He hasn't been far away. I know Connections are looking at a run in Melbourne after this week's race, so he'd need to win this probably or go very close again to warrant a trip over the water, but I think he will. He's a pretty good horse. He was runner-up in the Easter Cup earlier in the year. Number 1, Clamorous. Look, his form's almost faultless. He very, very seldom misses a place on this track, where he's had 17 starts for 7 wins and 9 placings. It's a hard record to knock. 2, Gilliani, likewise, never far away. And 3, Mellow Lynn, who's had a little bit of a break since his last run. On his best form, he's in this up to his eyeballs. And number 4, Rykov Lees, is flying as well, so they've all got good chances. I went 6, 1, 2, 3.
All right, tough leg there despite the smallish field. We round out with race 8, the free-for-all, just to the 6 to contest this.
Yeah, if the old bloke, Grey Steele, who's 10 years old now, runs up to what he did at the last Mowbray meeting when he led from barrier 6, went 159 and a bit, and they couldn't catch him in a similar quality field to this, he'll probably win again, so I've got to put him on top. 1, Riverboat Jasper. Don't think he'd attempt to hold out. Grey Steele will probably sit behind him and try to out-tough him at some stage of the race. He's the danger. 3, Tasanzo, very honest mare. She chased home Grey Steel and Riverboat Jasper last time, and she'll be in the mix again. And 5, Al Mel's Dream, is a likely improver. But on what we saw a fortnight ago, I've got to go 4 from 1, then 3 and 5.
Recapping Greg's quaddy for Launceston Harness tonight, 8, 6, 4, 3, 5, 4, 10, 3, 6, 1, 2, 3, and 4, 1, 3, 5. A best bet?
Just getting away from the shorties, I'll go each way. Race 1, number 9, These Days, who's very consistent horse trained by Kate McLeod and deserves another win.
All right, Greg, enjoy the harness racing there in Launceston tonight, and I hope you're back plenty of Winners' Cup Day, and I'll see you on Wednesday night for thoroughbred racing.
Will do, Cole. Thank you.
Thanks for your time there. That is Greg Mansfield, the chief racing writer with the Examiner newspaper. Hope we've tipped you into a winner. The coming meetings here, thoroughbred-wise, we have that meeting in Hobart on Melbourne Cup Day. Early start, 11.15 Tasmanian time, radio broadcast on Radio TAB. And, of course, there's harness racing tonight in Launceston, all the usual greyhound meetings. Please note, as Shane mentioned a little earlier, though, with Melbourne Cup Day on Tuesday, the Devonport greyhound meeting will be on Wednesday afternoon. Look forward to your company again about the same time next Sunday morning. Bye for now.
Thank you, Cole. Cole McNiff and Greg Mansfield there with all of the news from Tassie. And snuggle up, boys, because it's a chilly day in Tasmania today. Although you don't need me to tell you that, do you?